Poetry is pretty hard to write, and its value is so subjective. It depends on the perspective of the reader, sometimes even on their mood. Yet poetry is often the first form of creative writing that young people will try, and it usually comes across as juvenile. Thankfully, I started with short stories, Sherlock Holmes stories to be exact. Mysteries aren't easy to write either. But they are more structured than poetry, and with a good storybook syllabus, you have a reasonable chance of success. Unfortunately, I have lost all of my early mysteries, so I can't determine their value with the test of time. But I do have some of my early poetry, which I have put in this ebook-only collection entitled Poems for the Birds. I thought I had lost all of my early poetry until I was rummaging through a bookcase and discovered a handwritten journal from my teens and twenties. Inside it were poems from my past, and on first reading, I thought they were pretty good. So good, in fact, that I decided to publish them. If you don't agree, then you will appreciate the humble title of my collection. Before publication, I added something to each of my poems, something I wish all poets would provide. I added a brief description of the occasion or motive behind the poem. I was surprised I could recall the backdrop of each work, but I did. It was like yesterday when I read each poem, reflecting the intensity and concentration I poured into each word. After I had annotated the entire collection, I got the feeling that my thoughts really haven't changed much over the years. I am still a Christian romantic, seeing the world from a melancholy point of view. Before you ask, I haven't written any new poems, except the one in A Charted Connection, the second book in my Romantic Devotions series. Perhaps I will return to poetry one day, if I can once again endure the struggle to express deep emotion in words. But until then, I hope you like my old poems.